nourishment for our strength as we live our life on the path of life for God in Jesus. You know, as we think about our bodies, we think about what God has for us. We usually think about these eyes that can see, and if they can't see, we put glasses on it, or cheaters, so we can see. We usually talk about our eyes. We talk about our hearing, that we hear God's word being proclaimed. And we sometimes talk about our hands and what our hands do in the service of God. But there's one piece of our body that we really, really don't talk about, isn't there? You know what that thing is? It's your feet. I want you to look at your feet. I want you to take a minute and look at your feet. Yeah, we don't really want to look, do we? But I want you to look at those feet. I want you to think about those feet this morning. I want you to think about those feet being in clay, being in muck and mire, trying to lift those feet out. And as you think about those feet that are in the muck and the concrete and the stubble and everything else that's holding you, I want you to attribute that to sin. The sin that plays a part in our life, taking us down. The sin in our life that starts to take us away from Christ. The sin in our life that allows Satan the doorway to open up a little bit and be like Peter says, that the devil prowls about like a roaring lion seeking someone to devour. I want you to think about those feet in the muck and the mire. I want you to think about the sin that is crouching at our door. I want you to think about how heavy our lives are. Oh yeah, we think we do pretty good sometimes. We do pretty good at sitting around and talking about football and baseball. We do pretty good about our own life. We do pretty good about harvesting. We do pretty good about teaching about Jesus. We do pretty good about doing our everyday tasks. We don't really think about sin and how sin can be that clay, that muck, that mire. When God says we have beautiful feet, can look at those feet and say, are you kidding me, Lord? Do you really think I've got beautiful feet? And then our Lord says, you do because of the pierced feet of Jesus Christ. Amen. When Jesus was on that cross and they pinned his arms back with nails, what did he do to his feet? They put the nails through his feet too. Jesus' feet was pierced for you. Jesus' feet was taken out of the muck and the mire. And because of those pierced feet, because of those pierced feet, we no longer have feet of clay. We have beautiful feet. We have beautiful feet in the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. You know, the custom in the Middle East, in the old times, the Old Testament times, was that when someone was traveling on the roads and came to your house and opened up the door, there was a bucket of, there was a basin of water and there was a towel that you washed your feet. You got the dust and the dirt off your feet, enabling you to go out, walk into the house and sit with the person of the house and have a meal with them. That's what that bucket of water is. For us, the bucket of water is Jesus Christ, his blood that he sacrificed for us on the cross. Bring those feet out and be beautiful. How beautiful are the feet of him who brings good news. In the Old Testament, Isaiah's writing in the Old Testament, Isaiah is talking about a runner. a runner that goes from the front of the battle back to the people, the home, to tell them about the victory. Well, we've got those wonderful, beautiful feet that tell people about the victory that Jesus has for us. That's the victory that we have. And all because of the pierced feet. So I want you to think about those beautiful feet that you have, that Jesus lived for you and suffered and died and rose again for you to give you everlasting life and forgiveness of sins. You see, that's the message we have. That's the message we have for others to hear. That's the message we have to proclaim. Not just coming to church on Sunday. Not just coming midweek services when we have midweek services. Not just for Christmas and Easter. Not just for other high times of the year. It's for every day of our lives. The good news is that Jesus died for you. The good news is that Jesus suffered and died and rose again to give you everlasting life and forgiveness of sins. And so he, this Lord, this power, gives us the Holy Spirit to live in our lives. That comes to us first when we're baptized in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. God tells us we're his own child. Through the same prophet Isaiah, at the 43rd chapter, Isaiah writes about being redeemed in the blood of Jesus Christ, that you are now my child. That's God claiming us as his own child. And as he does, he gives us the power of the Holy Spirit so that we may proclaim God's mystery, that we may proclaim God's goodness, that we may proclaim God's gospel, the gospel of Jesus Christ. So God washes our feet. He washes our feet and he gives us the strength in the blood of the Lamb. And he strengthens us as we come up to the communion rail and receive Christ's body given and his blood shed for the remission of our sins, the putting away from our sins. He tells us in the Psalms that I have forgiven you your sins and will remember your sins no more. And as far as the east is from the west, so far have I removed your sins from me. This is our gracious God. This is our God who says how beautiful are the feet of him who brings good news. Once again, I want you to look at your feet. I want you to look at those feet that we cover up. We cover up with our socks. We cover up with our shoes. We don't really think that these feet are beautiful. But God tells us how beautiful the feet of him who brings good news upon the mountain. How beautiful the feet of those who bring good news, who are God's children, who are God's children redeemed in the blood of Jesus Christ, who are given willing feet to go and tell others by the power of the Holy Spirit. You heard about that Spirit in the gospel lesson this morning when Jesus took his disciples out and then blessed them and ascended. You heard about that. Wait in the city until you are clothed with power from on high, the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit is going to use you. We don't have to wait. We've been baptized. We've been brought into the kingdom. We have now been given his grace, his mercy, his power, his strength. And have been given beautiful feet. In Christ's holy name, amen.